Go to Proverbs chapter 6. That's one of the biggest sins that you can commit with your mouth is telling a lie. Proverbs chapter number 6. We're just going to be all over the book of Proverbs this morning. But while you're turning to Proverbs 6, I'll read for you from Colossians 3. Lie not one to another, seeing that you've put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Look at Proverbs 6, verse 12. The Bible says, a naughty person, a wicked man, walketh with a froward mouth. Jump down to verse 16. These six things doth the Lord hate. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood. So right at the beginning of this list of things that God hates and things that are an abomination to him, he says that a lying tongue is an abomination. Go to Proverbs chapter number 12, verse 17. God hates a lying tongue. Proverbs 12, verse 17 says this, he that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness deceit. There is he that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Verse 19, the lip of truth shall be established forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment. Look at verse 22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord, but they that deal truly are his delight. Look at chapter 13, verse 5. It says, a righteous man hateth lying. So not only does God hate lying, but the Bible says that if we're righteous, we will hate lying as well. It says, a righteous man hateth lying, but a wicked man is loathsome and cometh to shame. You don't have to turn there, but Proverbs 20, verse 17 says, bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterward his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Just imagine a mouthful of rocks and dirt. God says that's the punishment upon those who would tell lies. And so over and over again, we could go all over the Bible with lying. Obviously, it's not just limited to a couple scriptures in the book of Proverbs. But God hates it. And I think sometimes we give lying a pass a little bit because we've all done it. So because every single person has done it. I mean, the Bible says, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. And we often, when we're out soul winning and we want to show people that we all deserve hell, we show them that verse where it says all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. And then we'll show them a little later where it says, whoso maketh a lie, you know, will not be in heaven. So because we've all done it, it's easy to want to kind of whitewash this sin. It's easy to be harsh on sins that we've never done. When we've never done it, we'll get up and rail on it, and we know how bad it is, and that's why we wouldn't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But with lying, we don't come down as hard on it sometimes simply because we know that we've all been guilty of it. And probably in the future at some point we'll be guilty of it again. But you know what? Just because this is universal of a sin unto us, that does not mean that we should take a light attitude. When God's saying it's an abomination, when God's saying that he hates it, when God even puts it in that list of things that will wind a person in the lake of fire, we ought to take it very seriously and understand that the Lord loves it when we tell the truth. And he hates it when we lie to him or lie to other people. You know, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Ghost. We need to be people who learn to tell the truth. And sometimes it hurts to tell the truth. But one of the biggest sins we can commit with our mouth, the biggest way to not have a bridle on your mouth is when you just let lies flow out of your mouth. And one of the worst things about lying is that it becomes a habit with people. There are people who lie just as a way of life. And they even get to the point where they start lying when there's no reason to lie. Your average person, when they really get in a bind and they, you know, they've got egg on their face, will maybe tell a lie to get out of it. Your average person will do that. But there are some people who just keep lying so much that they get to where they lie about things that don't even matter. They lie when there's nothing at stake and they become pathological. You'll hear that term thrown about, where they'll tell so many lies that it just becomes a normal habit to them, and they even think that they're telling the truth. I mean, God forbid that any of his people would just have an abomination coming out of their mouth constantly. And children, you'll always be better off with your parents telling the truth. You get in more trouble when you lie about it. And then we as God's people that are adults, we're his children. He's going to come down on us harder when we lie about it. He'll show mercy unto us when we confess and forsake our sins. And what's confession but simply telling the truth? Confessing that you've done, you know, that which is wrong.